No, you know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to go right into this conversation this morning. It's about gratitude. In times like this, it can become difficult to connect with a significant and broad sense of appreciation. The general atmosphere is one of disaster, an unfavorable star. Yet we can, from time to time, find thanks for little things like the last eggs in a dairy case, even if they are medium instead of Judy's jumbos. And we can find appreciation for the jumbo things in life, like a friend or a relative who survives an illness or a tenuous job situation. I'm sure you can all recall some current examples of this of your own. In the early days of C19, I found causes for prayer deep gratitude now and then. A recurrent fiasco ensued near my home when a group of 15 or 20, probably well-meaning neighbors, commenced a block party replete with dancing to ABBA. Across the sidewalks, out to the street, they thought that when everyone was being sequestered and separated, it would be better, perhaps, to have people actually be together and to raise some joy against the tide of fear. Now, I agree with the theory, but as a person who's at extreme risk, it was really quite frightening. They closed in my car. They insisted that I dance. I had to turn them down with that, on that. And for a while, I was frightened that I had actually, that I might have contacted something, in which case I would not be here with you today. But I'm pretty sure that I made it out alive, and that gave me an opportunity to do one of the shortest, briefest expressions of gratitude. Whew. Now, these and several more opportunities reminded me that I had forgotten about how to implement the powerful magic of gratitude. Let's have a quick review of what I think of as the three most common states for which we may be grateful. Number one, easy gratitude. Easy gratitude is when we find it easy to express gratitude for those things we know are cool. Those would be things like, say, for example, receiving an unexpected money or gifts or treasures or treats, pleasure, surviving a crisis, being in your favorite place with your favorite people on the best day of the year. I'm sure you can think of at least a few more of these that fit for you. Now, to this, George Canning adds, "When our perils are past, shall our gratitude sleep?" The second level of gratitude is gratitude for what? And that second one, we have things which we may be entirely or partially unaware of for which we could be grateful. An example would be asteroids that have recently missed our planet. On July 29th of last year, a sideline just stuck in the corner of the news was an announcement that they noted that a quote, city killer had missed Earth by 45 miles. Of course, we were busy with the antics of our national comedian, probably at that time. Breathing through the night while asleep, with no need for management on our part. Not everybody has that luxury. So you may actually know someone, and if you hear from them that they have to pay attention to their breathing at night and while they're asleep, like dolphins might, then you realize that we have a lot to be grateful for. Almost all of our bodily functions happen without a tremendous amount of management on our part. Children who missed by potential, who were missed by potential traumas and have gone on to live healthy, happy lives. A lot of attention is paid to trauma these days, but do you know how often that misses? Being just ahead of or behind a multi-vehicle pileup while on our way to Burning Man. The makeup of our planet's unique and unlikely composition, including its molten nickel iron core, which by spinning keeps our benefactor, the sun, from scorching us from her very surface. The clockwork of stars, nebulas, galaxies, working in ways beyond our understanding. All of this goes into creating one pleasant afternoon. To this, Shakti Gawain adds, whatever our individual troubles and challenges may be, it's important to pause every now and then to appreciate all that we have. On every level, we need to literally count our blessings, give thanks for them, allow ourselves to enjoy them, and relish the experience of prosperity we already have. And finally, let us not forget to be grateful for those things for which we think we have no need to be grateful. The hammer that unexpectedly greets your toe or your thumb. The flat tire in an abandoned place at night. Getting off the bus at the wrong stop, followed by walking back up the hill. When losing a game after a hard-won turnaround. Or losing a sum of money that you can't afford. Or a loved one who died much too soon. Almost anything that hurts or is inconvenient. Things which shock or frighten us to the extent that our hearts pound and our breath seems insufficient. To this latter group, I would add, for each new morning with its light, for rest and shelter of the night, for health and food we love and friends, for everything thy goodness sends. That's by our own Ralph Waldo Emerson. Or from Wallace D. Wattles. Because all things have contributed to your advancement, you should include all things in your gratitude. And of course, I feel a very unusual sensation. If it's not indigestion, I think it must be gratitude. That's by Benjamin Disraeli. Develop an attitude of gratitude and give thanks for everything that happens to you, knowing that every step forward is a step toward achieving something bigger and better than your current situation. Brian Tracy. And finally, if you have difficulty owning this last state of appreciation, the appreciation for things that bother us, hinder us, hurt us, upset us, terrify us, you're welcome to my amendment, which you may recall goes something like this. Remember, be grateful for whatever shows up, for no matter how bad things get, they can always get worse. Now, I'm currently involved in a simple practice, and yet sometimes it's surprisingly elusive. It reminds me that gratitude, like everything else in human life, has to be learned. Well, maybe not appreciation itself, but how to invoke it. If we can do that enough, and that practice is a yoga or a gong fu, it will become our nature. Once it becomes a consistent part of life, I promise you, you will live in a state of grace that you may have thought impossible, or at least improbable for ordinary people like ourselves. As I've said, it's straightforward, and yet practice will perfect. Here's how it goes. Find the best place, perhaps outside in nature if you can, or a quiet place in your home, or a walk, pedal, or drive to a place of serenity. Bring to vision or thought or feeling or hear what perhaps someone has said, anything which you genuinely appreciate. Give it a moment. And then when you finally connect with it, ask this question. How did I become so wealthy? And then follow it with this question. Why am I so wealthy? Now, in either case, should you seek to answer the question, but only to sincerely ask it. Sometime later, perhaps a moment, or maybe much, much later, you may receive an answer that is unexpected and not in your voice. Bless each one of you, for whom I am deeply grateful. Go in peace and safety and health, that you may be grateful one more day. Namaste.